don't know what that is.
It would be around damp places, like around a pond or a lake or something, a stream. It's got four wings on it, you know. Did you ever hear of a mosquito hawk or
snake? Oh, yeah. Yeah, mosquito hawk.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Mm-mm.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Bumblebees and wasps, jackets, and bees, honeybees.
The jackets?
And a dirt diver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the jackets, you know what they are, don't you? They're about this long, and they have the yellow, and they have black stripes on their wings.
Uh-huh.
And they just give you a fit.
What's their nest like?
They nest in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know. Bert knows where this one. He says he's going to dig down in there and see what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
But when they bite you or sting you, they don't leave you. You've got to pull them off.
Mm. What about something that builds a nest like
that's
that?
That's a hornet.
Okay.
You see those in the river.
Mm-hmm. I guess they're pretty bad to sting.
Oh, yeah, if you bother them. If you don't bother them, they aren't.
Mm-hmm. And a little tiny red insect that might get on your skin if you went walking.
That's a red bug.
Okay. And insect that hops around in the grass.
That's fleas.
Or some of them are green.
Grasshoppers.
Okay. You ever heard those called hopper grass?
No, just grasshoppers.
Okay. And, say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling in the corner, you might find a...
spider webs?
Okay. And outside on a bush, you might find a...
worms?
Or something like the spider web outside on a bush would be a... would you call that a spider web, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a kind of tree that you tap for syrup.
Well, that would be a maple.
Okay. What would you call a big group of those trees growing together?
I don't know.
Or, do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Oh, yes. I've taken that.
What kinds of...
I used to have arthritis in my hands so bad I couldn't use them. At all. Now look at them. Not even swollen the joints. And we had some stuff we call barefoot root down there in the swamp on our ground. And an old colored man told me about it. And he said, you dig you some, put it in a bottle and pour it full of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And take 3 doses a day. And it will cure you, so I did, and it cured it. I had it in my hands. First place I took it was in the thumbs and my knees, and that was all. But I couldn't even squeeze a dishcloth with my hands. Couldn't pick up the weight of a salt box. And now they're perfect.
How long did it take you to cure
it? It took several years, but I took about 6 quarts, and I could tell it they were getting better, and I just stuck to it.
Hmm.
So I keep it yet. I still have it. Every time I feel it, if the joint gets sore, once in a while it'll get sore.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, I go get my barefoot root.
What does barefoot root look like?
Well, it's got a long leaf, long forked leaf. It resembles a bare foot.